Unit 2, Startups. A. Exercise 2. Page 20.
The Age of Startups. It should come as no surprise that a younger generation, connected like no other before, is a significant factor in a recent surge in the numbers of new startups. Here we look at four such startups that have caught our attention. All were created by super bright young people keen to satisfy a need that no one else had spotted, and all have been flying high since their launch.
A.
Snack Appy. The two founders of the company came up with the idea after noticing that students and workers locked down at home during the pandemic were complaining about how much worse their diet had become, especially as a result of frequent unhealthy snacking. Convinced that remote working would continue for many long after the passing of the pandemic, they decided to target firms with large numbers of home workers, with the suggestion that they could send these employees healthy snack boxes. The main incentive for businesses was that they could improve employee wellness, health, and energy levels just as they might by providing healthier options in a workplace canteen. The startup itself began as a remote enterprise. Kyle, a nutritionist, and Sally, having done a university project on workplace gift exchange, began cooperating from different locations. It worked well, and so they have continued in this way ever since. We've been using technology to conduct meetings and share ideas, and it's worked brilliantly, says Kyle, who has been packing up and sending the boxes from his parents' garage, the closest thing Snack Appy has to actual premises. They now have orders for hundreds of snack boxes containing healthy, high-end snacks, ready for companies to send out to home-based staff. This blossoming startup is definitely one to watch.
B.
Man Candles. Tom Frisk was just 13 years old when he started out on his business adventure, Man Candles. The idea came to him while joking with his sister, who was selling scented candles as a project to raise money for school. He made fun of her for the girly scents she was using and joked that there really ought to be more manly scented candles on the market. Encouraged by his mother, he set about making his first 20,000 candles with more masculine scents in their kitchen at home. The media soon picked up on his novel idea for scents appealing to men, such as campfire, grandpa's pipe, sawdust, fresh-cut grass, and new leather baseball mitts. Interest from store chains surged, and the business quickly began to rack up sales. But that is not the whole story. Frisk has always packaged his candles in soup cans and has donated all the soup to food banks. He has also moved his production line from his kitchen to a specially developed warehouse and office site and hired staff from groups with special needs, such as the developmentally disabled. This is a teen startup that really gives back to the community.
C.
Access App. Tanya Clark, the founder of Access App, was just 9 years old when she hit upon the idea. She saw a man in a wheelchair struggling to open a manual door when entering a building and wondered whether there was a resource that could help people like the man to identify and locate business premises with features like automatic doors, ramps, and lifts. She soon discovered that there was not, and she has spent her life developing this app ever since. Being so young when she started out on such a worthy enterprise obviously helped generate huge amounts of publicity and support, including being presented with a $25,000 check live on national TV. Today, the Access app helps map cities, towns, and resorts for people needing disabled access, highlighting places such as restaurants, providing low table seating for those in wheelchairs. Details of such locations are gained from crowdsourcing. Anyone can give a rating, a review, or attach a photo of a facility that can help the Access app to map a more accessible world. With the World Health Organization estimating that 15% of the world's population have some form of disability, Tanya's is truly a life-transforming startup.
D.
Hand in Paw. Conrad Harvey, one of the founders of Hand in Paw, came up with the idea for this startup when his father fell ill and needed someone to take care of his dog. There was no one in his family or among his friends who could take on the responsibility, but Conrad felt sure there would be a willing, pet-loving person in his father's neighborhood able to help out. Conrad's confidence was partly due to the fact that he had helped set up the largest online community in Belgium to rehome rescued dogs. Sure enough, when he posted his appeal, his inbox quickly filled with responses from people living locally, eager to help. Hand in Paw now offers a whole range of services in situations where pet parents need to arrange loving and trusted care for their pets. Through the Hand in Paw site, it is possible to arrange for a trustworthy sitter to sit both your home and pet while you are away. Take your pet into their home or just check in on and care for your pet while you are at work. They carefully vet applicants for sitter positions from their premises in over 19 countries, approving only 15% of those that apply. So successful has the service become that their site now boasts over 1 million days of care already provided.